It is the Chris and Amy Show. Time to go to the guest line because there are some blockbusters out right now. There's a Superman movie coming, despite the lawsuit.
Lilo and Stitch.
Friendship, which I really want to see, with Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. Greg Marcus is the CEO of the Marcus Corporation and who is now visiting with us on KMOX. Greg, how are you doing?
Well, after this weekend, I think I'm just doing okay. I'm fine.
So how good was it?
It was pretty much a record setter for Memorial Day.
Good.
The best one we've ever had. Really good.
Really?
Good to see. Good to feel.
Oh, so best Memorial Day you've ever had.
Yeah.
Excellent. Hey, Greg, I got a lot of questions for you, but before I get into that, I've got a 22-year-old daughter who follows you on TikTok. And she loves you on TikTok. And she said all of her friends follow you, that your TikTok presence is great. So from a marketing perspective, how important is that? Do you see is because you've got a huge presence on social media. I mean, even if the Utes of America are following you, how important is that to you, both personally and professionally?
Oh, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, that is my target demo, apparently. it is, you know, I pretty much do what we have these social media people, and they put the iPhone, they aim it at me, and they tell me to do this crazy stuff. And half the time, I don't even know what I'm saying. And they just tell me to do it.
So I mean, are they telling you what to say? Are they writing for you?
A lot of it is, you know, it's interesting. I've learned a fair amount about it as we've been doing it. There's this stuff that's, you know, it's these trends that start up. And so they're following the trends and they're doing things. So there could be, you know, I could be lip syncing, whatever is people are lip syncing. Speaking of Tim Robinson, there was a hysterical one that we did. And my son, who's a little older than 22, but not too much. He loves Tim Robinson, and they did a piece that was something about a burger thing, and I'm doing that looks really good. And I was, and I did it, and I didn't know the importance of it. And I sent it to my son after they put it out. He's like, "That's my favorite Tim Robinson piece ever."
Yes,
I love that. I mean, so you know, the kids are the ones who have really gotten back to the movies the most, and they're the future of the business. You know, that just because they've got a longer runway, and so. Engaging them is really important, and it's fun, and it's, you know, in a world where it's harder to reach people nowadays, you know, being able to reach them through social media and getting them to think about going to the movies that's what it's about.
And by the way, the anime version that you do for one of the trailer things where it's animated, I hope you're as jacked as you appear in the animated short that you do. Because that guy's got some
actually,
six-pack
they had
abs.
To actually tone me down just a little bit because we didn't want to be too jealous.
I understand. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah, I'm jealous thinking about it now. That's we're talking with Greg Marcus, CEO of the Marcus Corporation. You're talking about younger people coming out. We know post-COVID that it was difficult for theaters, and there was this question of, you know, what the future was of the movie theater, and do people really want to go out to a theater? Would they rather watch at home? How much have things changed in that regard since 2020?
Since the people were questioning it, a lot, because a lot of the questions have gone away. Not for me, you know, I always talked about, it was funny, during COVID, when things were completely upside down, you know, we'd have these seminars, and they'd invite me to be a part of the online seminar because nobody could get together. And it was sort of, how are you getting through COVID? And I think they would bring me on, you know, as the, you know, there's that the German word Schadenfreude, pleasure in the misery of others. I was the poster child for Schadenfreude. Well, if you think your life is bad, you should talk to Greg Marcus because things are really no fun at the movie business. But, you know, what I said then and is proving to be true is that, you know, movies, going to the movies, first of all, is completely differentiated. For, you know, it's leaving your house. It's seeing something. I don't care how big the screen is in your house. It's not nearly as big as our smallest screen. It's 100 times, 100, you know, 1/100th the size of our smallest screen. And, you know, I've overstayed that a hair, but not much. It's much smaller. And we the sound is better. Everything is better. But really what it's about is humans want to be together.
Yes.
There's something about being with other humans that changes the experience. And when you are, whether it's seeing them or whatever of your senses pick up other people, it changes your own chemistry and it changes how you perceive things. And so being with other people is really important. And whether that's going to the movies or going to a concert or going to a ball game or going to meetings with people, it's just different in person. And so that always gave me the comfort that, well, once we got the product started again, people would want to come back. And they have.
What if being with other people entails you sitting behind somebody who is outrageously tall and you can't see Mission Impossible and you have to leave early?
Well,
this may or may not have happened to me yesterday. This may or may not have happened to me yesterday. I have not. I have been to Mission Impossible. I have not finished it.
Well, it's you know what? I actually saw it this weekend too. I was in a full theater. It takes commitment to finish it. It's a long one, but you know what? I love the Mission Impossible movies, so like it couldn't have been too long for me.
Oh, they're great. But we're talking to Greg Marcus. He's the CEO of Marcus Corporation. And Greg, I remember when VHSs came out, and there was all this fear that VHS is going to kill the movie industry, and it didn't. DVDs came out, same concern, didn't happen. Streaming comes out. Everyone says, oh, no one's going to go to the movies anymore, the theater rather, to see movies. That didn't happen. So you talk about this idea of communally enjoying a movie. Is that really the strength of the theater experience that stops all of these other disruptor technologies from keeping people out of the theater?
Well, I think that's a piece of it. You know, it's actually good for the streaming or for any of these other technologies that you mention. You know, one of the things like streaming, think about the punishment of going on your streaming service and trying to find something to watch. I mean, how many times have we looked at 1,000 tiles trying to figure it out? You know, we have very limited shelf space. And so when something plays theatrically, it sort of puts that, it distinguishes the product. So later on, when it's now playing in streaming, it has some familiarity. And you're like, oh, I heard of that. Even if you didn't see it in the theater, which you should, but if you didn't, you know, you say, oh, I know what that is. And so it helps those movies later on. We know, the numbers show, movies that play in theaters play better in streaming. And so, you know, it's good for the customer to have the experience. It's good for the people who make the movies to have them play in multiple venues and then ultimately play on their streaming services. And, you know, the other thing, too, that it's again, great for the customer and great for them. You want people invested in your product. When you're laying on your sofa and you've got your remote in your hand and you're just flipping through stuff, you know, you're not invested. You can, you know, go to the bathroom and leave and stop. But when you go to a theater, you've made a point of going. And you're going to be on someone else's schedule, and you're investing your time and you're investing your resources, and so you're going to like it more generally. And so that's helpful as well. And I'll give you the last point, which is about the memories that we make and that you just don't get at home. And yes. I always say this, and we'll think about it in terms of Lilo and Stitch this weekend, where a lot of kids probably for the first time went to a movie with their parents. And I will take this bet that in 20 years there will be absolutely zero, no more than zero, people who say, I remember when my parents took me to my first movie. They took me to the sofa, and we turned on Lilo and Stitch, and we watched it together. I promise you, no one will ever say that.
You're right.
But what they will say is, you know what? I remember when my mom and dad took me to my first movie. We went to see Lilo and Stitch. My mom held my hand. My dad bought me popcorn. I thought they were real. I had the best time, and I still remember it to this day. And that will happen. And that's the memories we make in the theater business, and that's why the movie theaters are important.
We know things change over time. Even the constants change, whether there's some sort of adaption or whatever that occurs. What do you think what is the future of movie theaters moving forward?
Oh, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that there'll be, you know, I think there's going to be a few things. I think we'll see a broadening of the content that continues to play, as we've already started seeing. Will that ever be the main thing? No. But whether, you know, there's sporting events and comedians and opera and UFC fights and things like that, we'll have more of that. You know, we'll always be working on the presentation. So, like, one of the things we're doing now is we're trying a new thing called ScreenX, which is you get three screens, one on the front of you and two on the side, and it the presentation is really interesting, and it's a fun way to watch a movie in a bit of a surround view, so, you know, in a 270-degree view. And it's just we will always be working on the presentation, whether it's the seats or whatever it could be, or the food keeps getting better. We'll always be trying to innovate to compete with the couch, to make you give you that reason to get off your couch and come to the theaters and enjoy something different. At the end of the day, what really matters is the story's got to be a good story. We've got to take care of you with a smile, give you some great popcorn, and that's when that happens, you know, that's movie magic.
Yeah, we're talking to Greg Marcus, CEO of Marcus Corporation. And Greg, I want to follow up on that. Whenever Marcus came to the St. Louis area, I took my AMC card and I mailed it back to AMC. And I said, I'm never going to need this again because I'm only going to go to Marcus Theaters. I did that. And I guess that's the point, and that's the point of my question here, is that you're into creating an experience, not just watching a movie. Isn't that right?
Oh, that's exactly right. Look, at our business is memories. That's what we talk about. That's what we sell, you know. We're in the hotel business too. So whether we're selling a room night or we're selling a seat in a theater, what we're really selling is a memory. You really don't leave with anything. In the hotel, some people steal the towels, but that's about it, you know. In the movie theaters, all you get is a stomach full of popcorn, hopefully, and but a great memory. It's that memory of going with your family. It's that memory of date night with your partner, your spouse. It's that memory of hanging out with your buddies and laughing. That's what we sell. And so we always have to work to make sure that we provide great memories.
Brad and I were just talking about Superman. The trailer came out a few days ago. It will happen on July 11th. I don't know how you do projections or if you try to when a movie is coming out, and that's probably going to be a blockbuster. What do you project for that one when it does happen?
Oh, I mean, you know, we're very optimistic. So, I mean, it's a great reboot. I saw that trailer too, and it's funny. I saw that. I was like, ooh, you know, I want to see that. We're doing this thing now where we're emailing everybody a trailer a day, you know, in our loyalty program. So you get just all it is a trailer. I mean, not much more than that in the email. And so every day I get a new trailer, and every day I'm like, ooh, there's my little 2-minute vacation. Let's see what's going on. And I watched the Superman one the other day. I was like, ooh. That looks good, where she's interviewing him and he's getting all upset. I was jacked to see it. And it's got, you know, it's kind of like the directors, you know, the guys who made it now are the guys who did the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, which I loved. And so having them now move over to the DC world, and let's see what they do with it, and we'll see how it does. The one thing about our business, you know, always says, what are you looking forward to? And I always say, well, I'm looking forward to the surprise, because the stuff we always find ourselves with something that surprises us. Sometimes not so good, but a lot of times really good. Like Sinners. Where did Sinners come from? I mean, in a way, we should know. It's Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler, but nobody was expecting it to do what it did, and then it was great, and it was a great movie.
Well, and I guess that's the final question I have for you here. Greg Marcus, CEO of Marcus Corporation, you're a guy that sees a lot of movies. So over the last year or so, what was a movie that surprised you?
A movie that surprised me? Well, I would say that for sure Sinners was probably the biggest surprise I remember in a while. Like, wow, that one really got me. Because, frankly, that's really not my type of movie. I was like, okay, I'm not a big, you know, it's a vampire movie. It's not usually what I'm going to go see. But you know what? It was so good. It was so good. I love going to the movies. I have a weekly date night with my wife. We've been going for years. And so, you know, I just like to go and eat the popcorn and the pizza. Our pizza's great.
It is. It is great. And I can see, though, let me tell you, Greg, I can see that you could do a Sinners-based intro to the movies where you've got cheesy vampire teeth and a cape, you know, that would look great on you.
I will tell the guys. We're going to shoot some more of those tomorrow, actually, so we can work that one in.
I think you should do it. Greg Marcus, CEO of the Marcus Corporation, we really appreciate you taking the time today. Congrats on a great weekend, and hopefully many more to come.
Hey, Chris and Brad, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Greg Marcus with us on KMOX.